USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Much like Steve Bannon before him, former top Trump aide Peter Navarro is now convicted on a charge of contempt of Congress. His immediate reaction with reporters before turning things over to his lawyers outside the courthouse Thursday.
This is nuts. So what I want to try to do here is have an interesting discussion about what just happened. That's what you all want to know. So, Mr. Rowley, have at it, my friend.
Navarro was found guilty of disobeying congressional subpoenas for testimony and info related to the January 6th U.S. Capitol riots. President Joe Biden will try and make the case for U.S. preeminence over China during his visit with G20 leaders in India. Sources have reported there are U.S.-backed efforts to beef up the International Monetary Fund by $200 billion in order to give overtaxed and impoverished nations, mostly in Africa, another option for funding outside of China. China's been offering lesser developed nations its Belt and Road Initiative. Chinese President Xi Jinping will not be at the G20. At the same time, President Biden is cutting off additional energy production in Alaska.
The Department of the Interior canceled all existing oil and gas leases in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. And Biden wants more government regulations for the National Petroleum Reserve. Biden promised during the 2020 campaign that he would look to prevent oil drilling in some Alaskan areas if elected. I'm Lance Pry.
New polling finds a strong majority of Americans believe President Biden was probably involved in some level of corruption while he was vice president under Obama. It's the main takeaway from a new CNN-SSRS poll, which showed 61% of Americans think Biden was involved in his son Hunter's business dealings several years ago. This is USA News.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. That's 800-392-1941.
A Los Angeles judge is sentencing That 70s Show actor Danny Masterson to prison for 30 years to life following his conviction on two counts of rape. On Thursday, the judge heard witness impact statements prior to issuing sentencing. Court reporters noted no particular emotional reaction from Masterson himself. Masterson was convicted earlier this year following an earlier mistrial in his case last December. Masterson's attorneys have already noted their intent to appeal the conviction. Masterson himself has continued to maintain his innocence even after. One Republican senator is making headlines for stating that COVID-19 vaccines could be more dangerous than the virus itself. Kentucky senator and private physician himself Rand Paul, on the floor of the U.S. Senate this week, said in some cases the vaccine can come in conflict with natural immunity processes.
If you have had COVID within 3 months and you take a vaccine, you have a profound risk of getting an overly exuberant immune response and having the myocarditis because you've had the vaccine in the middle of an immune response that you're making against the disease.
Paul and other Republican lawmakers remain wary of any potential future mandates thanks to a recent uptick in COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations. The White House continues to encourage Americans to get the shot, but has stopped short of issuing any mandates. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Nachos! Yeah, get nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
Great. And some Frank's Red Hot.
Oh, nah. I'm good.
Oh! You're just gonna eat these dry, plain, boring nachos with no Frank's. Seriously? Frank it up! Frank it up! Come on, lady! Frank it up! Frank it up! Frank it up! Yeah! Yeah, this guy finally gets it. Hey, look! We're on the Jumbotron!
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.